داریم و اینکه قراره توی کارهای حسابداری هم به فروشگاه کمک کنم، بین ماهی 2.5 تا 3 میلیون.
Considering my work experience and the fact that I'm going to help the shop with accounting tasks, between 2.5 and 3 million.
سقف دستمزد پیشنهادی ما 2.5 میلیونه. ممکن ازتون بخوایم بعضی آخر هفته هم کار کنید. بهتون اضافه حقوق پرداخت میشه.
Our proposed wage cap is 2.5 million. If we ask you to work on some weekends as well, you'll be paid extra.
بیمه دارم؟
Do I have insurance?
بله. بیمه دارید. مرخصی استقالیتون هم طبق قانون کار 26 روزه. ممنون که تشریف آوردید. در مورد نتیجه مصاحبه باهاتون تماس گرفته میشه.
Yes, you'll be insured. Your paid vacation is 26 days a year according to the labor law. Thank you for coming. We'll be contacting you regarding the result of the interview.
ممنون. روز خوبی داشته باشین.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
مسئول.
In charge of.
مسئول. مسئول.
Next we have
رسیدگی.
Attend.
رسیدگی. رسیدگی.
Next we have
مرخصی استحقاقی.
Paid vacation.
مرخصی استحقاقی. مرخصی استحقاقی.
Next we have
پیشنهادی.
Proposed.
پیشنهادی. پیشنهادی.
Next we have
قانون کار.
Labor law.
قانون کار. قانون کار.
Next we have
آمادگی داشتن.
To be ready.
آمادگی داشتن. آمادگی داشتن.
Next we have
زبان مادری.
Mother tongue.
زبان مادری. زبان مادری.
Next we have
مدیریت کردن.
To manage.
مدیریت کردن. مدیریت کردن.
Next we have
حسابداری.
Accounting.
حسابداری. حسابداری.
And last,
سقف دستمزد.
Wage cap.
سقف دستمزد. سقف دستمزد.
In this lesson, you'll learn about passive voice. The passive voice is used when the person or thing that endures an action becomes the subject of a sentence.
So, the object of an active sentence becomes the subject in a passive sentence.
How is the passive voice formed in Persian?
The passive form of a verb is made from the past participle of the main verb and the auxiliary verb shodan, to become.
The auxiliary verb needs to be conjugated in the target tense and in agreement with the subject of the sentence. Mirnaz, are there differences in case of formal language?
In formal settings and official correspondence, you may see gardidan instead of shodan.
Let's see some examples of verbs in both active and in the passive voice. Let's consider to eat.
To eat in Persian is khordan.
Which is an active conjugated form of this verb?
Mikhoram.
I eat. And a passive one?
Khorde mishavad.
Which means is eaten. Let's see one more verb.
Sakhtan.
This means to build or to make.
An active form is misazam.
Meaning I build or I make.
A passive form is sakhte mishavad.
Meaning is built or is made. Now let's see if there's any difference in colloquial Persian when it comes to the passive voice.
As you may already know, in colloquial Persian, we tend to use the past tense instead of the present perfect tense. The only difference is that we put the stress on the second syllable.
Let's hear an example.
Raftam. While I've gone or been is raftam.
Does this affect the present perfect in the passive voice too?
Yes, for example, ساخته شدم changes to ساخته شدم.
Both of which mean, I have been made.
In other words, we drop the e sound from ساخته شدم.
Can you give us an example using the colloquial form?
من برای این کار ساخته نشدم.
I'm not cut out for this job. Okay, now let's see the passive voice for compound verbs. Let's remember first what compound verbs are.
Compound verbs in Persian are made up of a verb, such as داشتن, to have, or دادن, to give, plus a nonverbal element.
Can you give us an example?
دوست داشتن.
Which means to love or to like. How do we form the passive voice?
We need the past participle.